Blog Talk Radio.
We are live. We are live on the air. Glory to God. We thank you for tuning in tonight. We are talking about encouraging one another because we're helpers one to another. We're here to encourage each other, to get each other to the next level in God, to renew, restore, to get each other where God would have us to be. How can we, let me know on Periscope and live on the air, let me know how can we encourage each other? How can we do that? And as I was saying before, you know, sometimes we as people, we shout, we pray, we read the scripture, we dress the part, but then when someone talks to us, we like, we got an attitude, we be snapping at them, we throw shade, well, they call it shade, but we just telling somebody off. Back in my day, we call it telling somebody off, and we just do that, and then on top of that, God bless you, everyone that's tuning in now. Please share this broadcast with someone, a friend, a family, a cousin, an aunt, because we need to learn how to speak to each other. Sometimes we speak to each other, and it just does not be, it is not right. You know, we come off very, very harsh. We don't give each other the benefit of the doubt. We don't love on each other at all. Some of us, I'm not going to say everybody, some of us. But, you know, how can we encourage each other? You know, and when we're speaking to each other, you know, even if sometimes you're feeling you're having a bad day, because we all have our days where we just don't want to be bothered. We all have the days where, you know, Lord, you know, what should I do about my situation? Lord, how am I coming out of this situation? Lord, forgive me because I don't know what to do in this situation. So you don't want to talk to someone. You know, you want to break down and get into the, let the spirit of oppression get on you, and then you're depressed, and now you're really angry. You're not so much angry at God, but some of us get angry at God. Am I talking right, Periscope? Some of us do get angry at God. One thing I know is somebody's writing me here on Periscope. One thing I know is God is love. You know, even in the book of Joshua, as someone was talking about the Bible, in the book of Joshua, the first chapter, he said, meditate. He told Joshua, he said, meditate on my word day and night. He said, meditate on my word. In other words, let my word get in your spirit, man. Let my word resonate in your spirit, man. That way, when things come, when adversities hit your house, you know, it may look like you move, but you're not moved by the attack because you know how to go into the spiritual war. You know how to war in the spirit just to get to the heaven of heavenlies and to let God deal with it. And that's how you can encourage yourself. You can encourage yourself. Sometimes it's good to hear somebody else encourage you. But one thing about God, if you get to the word of the Lord, hallelujah, if you get to the word of God, God can encourage you. In the midst of the storm, in the midst of darkness, in the midst of things, God can encourage you. Tell somebody, we're on the air right now. We're live on the radio as well as Periscope, and we're talking about encouraging someone. Have you ever heard someone, they can do this and do that and say they're a Christian and yah, 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 and the next thing you know, they're cussing you out, and you already going through, you lost your job, your husband left, your wife left, the children acting up, and you're trying to get yourself back together, or you're facing something medical, and you just need somebody to tell you that it's going to be all right. But all they want to tell you about what you didn't do. Have you ever heard somebody say, I told you so? Have you? Come on, Periscope, let me know. Give me some hearts and let me know that you heard somebody say, I told you so. Have you ever heard somebody say, you know, I'm not going to say I told you so, but I told you so? That's not an encouraging word. We as saints of the Most High God, we as people and women and men of God, we have to encourage each other. We have to lift each other up. We have to stay at the foot of Jesus. We have to call on God while he's near. We have to know that God is everything. Without him, we will fail. Without him, we will fall. Without him, we can never go anywhere with that. We have to keep the spirit of humility, and I have learned in this walk with God, sometimes people don't want to have that spirit of humility. Sometimes people don't want to just bow down to the mighty hand of God. Sometimes people don't want to just, you know, everything you think it in your head, that doesn't mean you have to speak it. That's why the Bible said, be swift to hear and slow to speak. Be swift to hear and slow to speak. Because what I'm thinking in my head. I'm not going to let it come out my mouth because I don't want to offend my brothers and sisters. But when we need an encouraging word, we don't need people to always be the – they. You know that old saying say, don't kick somebody while they already down. You know, sometimes people do that. Come on, Periscope, I know you hear me. Come on, give me a message or something and let me know, you know, that you understand what I'm saying. Because sometimes we kick – even on the radio, come on – caller, get on the line. One thing about it, we want to encourage, even when God was giving Joshua this revelation, I'm going to read this to you because I want somebody to get an understanding of what God is talking about, because we got to meditate on his word and we got to stay encouraged. Even in 2016, as I speak into your life on Periscope and on the air, I speak, hear me now, I speak prosperity, I speak encouragement, I rebuke the devourer, everything, every attack that the enemy has set out, every trap, every dart, every dagger, we rebuke it now in the name of Jesus. I want to read this to you. Joshua 1, and we're coming from verse 8. It says, study this book in the law, and it says, continue to meditate on it day and night so you may be sure to obey all that is written in it. Only then will you succeed. I command you to be strong and courage. Do not be afraid or discouraged, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. God is with you no matter what. God is with you no matter what. You have to stay focused and faithful to God. If you don't stay focused and faithful to God, nobody else is going to do it for you, beloved. You have to stay focused and faithful to God. You have to know that God is with you. God is with you. He's on your side no matter what. If you're looking for God to bless you in your finances, I speak to your life tonight. He will do it if you believe it. If you need God to move in your family, you need a miracle in your family, somebody in your family needs to be saved and delivered, God will do that on tonight. He will do that in an instant if you believe. He said you can speak to the mountain and command the mountain. You don't have to ask anything. You can command it and it shall be so. So one thing I want to do tonight, I want to encourage everybody and let you know that God is always on your side. Even when it looks like adversity is coming at you, even when it looks like people don't want to give you any encouragement, it feels like, okay, now I got evicted. Now I lost my car. Now my husband has left me. I feel like there's no way out. But I speak to your life tonight on Periscope. I speak to your life tonight. It is a way out. There is a way. It is peace in the midst of a storm. So you can be encouraged. You have the way you can encourage people is just sometimes somebody texts me and said it's a smile. Sometimes a smile is all you need. You just need to smile. Or sometimes you can just give them a hug. What happened to people hugging each other? Just give them a hug and say, you know, it's going to be all right, brother. It's going to be all right, sister. But sometimes we as people, you know, we don't want to do that. We want to think about all the negative stuff. You know, if you ever have somebody that's negative in your life, the best thing you can do for them is say goodbye. Because negativity is going to bring you down. Negativity is going to make you lose your focus on what God will have you to do. Periscope, share this with somebody. I want to encourage you tonight to do what God has you to do. Stay encouraged, stay focused, stay faithful. He said, meditate on my word. Just think about his word. He said, my word have I hid in. The Bible said, he said, the word have I hid in my heart so I don't trespass against God. The word will see me through my adversities. The word will make me stand. I will stand on a solid foundation. And what is the foundation? The foundation is Jesus Christ. I will stand on a solid foundation. So I'm going to stay encouraged no matter what. I don't care. I don't care what the doctors say. I don't care what the judge say. I don't care what the jury say. I don't care what my father, my mother say. But I care what God say. We must encourage each other. And when we go out in public places, leaders, let me talk to the leaders right now. Leaders, let me just tell you, when you go out in public places, you may think nobody know you, but people know you. They know who you are. And one thing about it, when you go in public places, you have to present yourself properly, you know, with integrity and standards. Because if you go out in public and you're doing this, you're doing that, it will it will make people that's not saved look at you like, oh, I thought they told me they were saved. I'll give you an example. I was working years ago. I was working in a restaurant, and I was working, and someone actually, you know, supposed to have been a bishop. And this particular person, you know, he, when I tell you he sent that steak back at least 10 times, did I say 10? 10 times. Sent it back 10 times. He didn't know me from a can of paint. But I tell you what, thank God for the love that's down in my heart, down in my soul. I treated him with the utmost respect. But let me tell you something. If that was a sinner woman, a sinner man, he could have deterred them from coming to Christ because he was downright nasty. When I tell you nasty, and he's a bishop of, I'm not going to say his name, bishop of a well-known church here in our area that I reside in, and I'm telling you he was nasty. He was very nasty. But one thing about it, let me tell you something. God is always omnipresent. Did he not say that? He said, I'm omnipresent. So let me tell you something, beloved. You have to encourage people. Don't sit by the wayside and let somebody discourage somebody. Don't sit by the wayside and let somebody talk down to somebody. Don't sit by the wayside and let somebody belittle someone. Encourage each other. Be there for each other because we're helpers one to another. That's my favorite thing. Love people for where they're at. Love them for where they're at and encourage them along the way because if you don't encourage them, who will? Nobody will. God bless you. I just want to give you that nugget. Meet me tonight on Periscope because I'm coming back live. I'm coming on Periscope. My listening audience, you have to catch me next time, but I'll be on Periscope tonight. Share this with someone because I will be praying, interceding for ones. Inbox me about your prayer requests. Inbox me and what you need God to do in your life. You don't want to miss it. Tonight I will be praying live. God bless you. Heaven smile on you. Love you now.